Light energy comes in the form of another type of particle, a massless particle called a photon. The nearby nuclear furnace of the Sun is the greatest source of photons for the Earth. The Sun is also a huge source of another kind of particle, the aforementioned neutrino and antineutrino. But these extremely light particles hardly ever interact with matter, and hence they pass through us without effect, at a rate of billions each second. All told, physicists have discovered dozens of these elementary particles. Over time, as the universe has undergone a complex evolution, the makeup of this zoo of particles has also evolved. It is this evolution that has made it possible for planets such as the Earth and beings such as us to exist. 1 second after the Big Bang, the universe would have expanded enough to bring its temperature down to about 10 billion degrees Celsius. This is about 1,000 times the temperature at the center of the Sun. But temperatures as high as this are reached in H-bomb explosions. At this time, the universe would have contained mostly photons, electrons, and neutrinos, and their antiparticles, together with some protons and neutrons. These particles would have had so much energy that when they collided, they would have produced many different particle-antiparticle pairs. For instance, colliding photons might produce an electron and its antiparticle, the positron. Some of these newly produced particles would collide with an antiparticle sibling and be annihilated. Anytime an electron meets up with a positron, both will be annihilated, but the reverse process is not so easy. In order for two massless particles, such as photons, to create a particle-antiparticle pair, such as an electron and a positron, the colliding massless particles must have a certain minimum energy. That is because an electron and positron have mass, and this newly created mass must come from the energy of the colliding particles. As the universe continued to expand and the temperature to drop, collisions having enough energy to create electron-positron pairs would occur less often than the rate at which the pairs were being destroyed by annihilation. So, eventually, most of the electrons and positrons would have annihilated each other to produce more photons, leaving only relatively few electrons. The neutrinos and antineutrinos, on the other hand, interact with themselves and with other particles only very weakly, so they would not annihilate each other nearly as quickly. They should still be around today. If we could observe them, it would provide a good test of this picture of a very hot early stage of the universe. But unfortunately, after billions of years, their energies would now be too low for us to observe them directly, though we might be able to detect them indirectly. About 100 seconds after the Big Bang, the temperature of the universe would have fallen to 1 billion degrees, the temperature inside the hottest stars. At this temperature, a force called the strong force would have played an important role. The strong force, which we will discuss in more detail, is a short-range attractive force that can cause protons and neutrons to bind to each other, forming nuclei. At high enough temperatures, protons and neutrons have enough energy of motion that they can emerge from their collisions still free and independent. But at 1 billion degrees, they would no longer have had sufficient energy to overcome the attraction of the strong force, and they would have started to combine to produce the nuclei of atoms of deuterium, heavy hydrogen, which contain one proton and one neutron. The deuterium nuclei would then have combined with more protons and neutrons to make helium nuclei, which contain two protons and two neutrons, and also small amounts of a couple of heavier elements, lithium and beryllium. One can calculate that in the hot Big Bang model, about a quarter of the protons and neutrons would have been converted into helium nuclei, along with a small amount of heavy hydrogen and other elements. The remaining neutrons would have decayed into protons, which are the nuclei of ordinary hydrogen atoms.